Welcome to Advanced Analytics, the podcast.
If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
During the regular season, it really annoyed me that you told me that wasn't going to say the podcast anymore. Yeah. I call it Advanced Analytics, Analytics Podcast. It's fine.
I prefer Advanced Analytics, the podcast, because that implies there's like books or movies or something. But
could be a movie.
But I just didn't like Advanced. Welcome to Advanced Analytics Podcast.
Welcome to the Advanced Analytics Podcast.
No, I don't like that. Also, you've already welcomed everyone.
Okay, well, everyone's feeling very welcome now. It's good to be back. We had a break just because there was not much going on, really. But we're coming back with two podcasts. We're going to do a draft special right now, and then we're going to do an award special as well. Both will be highly entertaining because we don't really know anything about either.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to insult you, but you can't just agree with me.
I mean, I agree wholeheartedly with what you said.
Well, I feel like you think you're a bit of a draft expert.
I mean, yeah, nah, it's so hard, man. You think you are, and then you do digging, and you're like, all these guys look amazing. It's tough, though, but
all these
we'll
guys,
see.
They're all great.
And here's the thing, I do actually want to say,
they should all be number one.
I want to actually split the draft analysis.
Oh, wow.
So this week, I want us to focus on the top 10. And then next week, I want to do deeper digging.
No,
I'm going to. Deeper digging and just come up with a few like lower draft picks, randomly like try and find a couple of guys. It'll be quick.
Mate, I've already done that, man. That's why I'm well organized. But I picked those people based on just funny names.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do deeper analysis. And that's going to be next week. So,
mate,
part one of the draft tonight, part two next week.
Ever heard of a DJ Hoggs?
No, I think you just wrote Hog as well.
Ever heard of the Zananan Namuza? Ever heard of Radonis Kurix? I tried to watch literally three YouTube videos trying to hear someone say the name Radonis Kurix, even going to those commentators. And the Spanish commentators talk so fast, and even though he was scoring 12 points and they all made baskets from him, I couldn't pick out his name,
yeah.
So I just have to say that name. Radonis Kurix. Ever heard of Grayson Allen?
Yes, I have.
All right, we're going to break down the draft. Before we get there, NBA news this week. Do you give a toss about Kawhi or LeBron or where they're going?
Here's the thing, I've always really liked Kawhi, but this season I've soured on him a little bit. And honestly, obviously you don't know what's going on.
And no like, one knows, that's the thing, with both of these situations.
Someone had a good point that Kawhi hasn't said a single thing like publicly, which yeah. I mean is his character. But it'll be interesting to know. I'm really curious to know what's going
we
on.
We both have publicly said that we're sure Kawhi's staying, and it does...
Kawhi or LeBron?
Kawhi. I thought we said Kawhi was staying ages ago. Was it just, did I just think that in my head?
Maybe ages ago.
I often get our podcasts confused with just things that I've thought of in my head. But Kawhi, it reminds me of a... who's that lanky freak who shoots bank shots they got on their team?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
The real LaMarcus Aldridge type situation. And LeBron, no one knows, I think. I reckon everyone just talks crap all the time. Like if you're a work for ESPN or you're a commentator or something, then like... it's in your interest just to go, like, I've heard a rumour that he's going to Boston, and then if he doesn't go there, you go, well, it was just a rumour, and obviously the trade fell through.
We need to start more just wild rumours.
Yeah, well, it's easy to do. You know, just going, LeBron's going to the Los Angeles Clippers. There's no way that's happening.
Lakers or Clippers?
Clippers. You hear Los Angeles for both him and...
Yeah, I thought it was Lakers, though.
Yeah, Paul George. Anyway, I think LeBron... if he was going to leave, I would have hoped he'd go to the Spurs to stay up with Kawhi, who I think is also staying, but I think they both stay. But it does look like... I think LeBron is just trying to see what his best option is, and ideally he'd stay, but...
yeah, I think...
the thing is, the Cavs might not be able to pull out the... it looks unlikely they'll be able to pull out the bag, so he might have to leave, I don't know.
But so is the problem that the Cavs have no way of, like...
yeah, that's
bringing
true.
In any kind of...
mate, George Hill gets $19 million. Tristan Thompson gets $18 million. Their salaries... if
that's why it would be bad if LeBron left, because didn't he
get them those contracts?
Get,
yeah, kind of.
Tristan that contract.
Yeah, it was. It does. LeBron, the lead GM, seems like a real weakness of his game. Like, people praise his leadership, his coaching, his playmaking on the floor. But if he is in charge of the GMship, which obviously has some influence, like his manager, his friend, represents Tristan Thompson, and obviously they have the leverage with LeBron when they're negotiating. Like, this shocking the way they've set up the Cavs. And they made bad decision after bad decision. Obviously, it's not just his fault. Like, the owner's clearly an idiot as well. How this time last year, they fired their perfectly competent GM. They fired a perfectly competent coach in David Blatt. They fired a perfectly competent GM. And now look where they are. They've got an idiot GM. They're doing terrible moves. And each time they try and make a terrible move to... Every time they try and fix a terrible move, they make a more terrible move. And they just, now they're in no man's land. Anyway, this is the draft guide. This is not about depressing stale teams. This is about teams that may be good in the next, 5 years. It could be embarrassing. I feel like the experts stuff this up a lot. So we're going to really stuff this up. Paul, you said you're incredibly excited for this draft class.
Yeah, well, you're actually, I can see your sheet and you wrote in capital letters, Paul is excitement.
Yeah. And that sums it up. Is there a better way to sum up how you're feeling?
I'm feeling so excited.
No, because this is why. Can I just, because you made me look like you pulled back the curtain there on the advanced inner workings of this podcast. And what happens is you say stuff all the time, which is really good stuff. I actually need to check my notes now. Really good stuff for the podcast. Crazy stuff. You text it to me and then it doesn't actually go on the pod. And I thought it was weird before when you said, I'm really excited for this draft. And I was like, there's no reason to be excited, I don't
know. I think this is, I know it seems like every year there's like people in the media, aka us, saying this is a really strong draft class.
Yeah.
And it seems, it's like very rare, like I swear it's like one in six drafts where they're like, this is a bit of a weaker one. But then everyone else, they're like, this is a very strong draft class. But I'm excited for this draft class. More so than last year.
What reason?
More so than the year before.
I can't even think of one player here that I guarantee is not going to be a bust. Like, if you look at my notes, I've written bust on every one of the players.
Yeah.
Bust? Question mark? Like, none of them are sure. I guess that's the truth every rookie year. But normally you see, like, Ben Simmons, you know, he's a clear number one. He's at worst going to be, like, a starting lineup player, which is what you want. And most likely going to be an all-star, you know?
Well, I don't see how you could have said that ahead of the draft, opposed to some of the guys this year.
No. Ben Simmons. Yeah. You could have said that. I could have said that before the draft. Everyone said that.
They didn't even make March Madness.
No, but he was consensus number one pick. His team was shocking, and like everyone talks about what a waste of time it was him spending a year at LSU. He only went there because his uncle was assistant coach.
I don't think he was a surefire thing.
No, he was a definite. No, he was a consensus number one. Yeah, he was like LeBron.
I feel like this is. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Look, we haven't even got into the picks and we're already struggling. I was picking players mainly on Paul's theory. Does it have a name? Like where you pick a player based on name, and like if a guy's name is like Benedict Stevenson, his chance of him being a star are unlikely. Like you don't hear of many NBA stars called Benedict. It just seems like he's going to be up against it. Whereas a name like LeBron James just sounds good. And there's a few good sounding names on this list. I'm also picking on vibe and what I like to call other, which basically means social media. But if there is a name that sounds like it's going to be a star, it's projected number one. And we're basing what we're talking about today on the Ringer projections.
Yeah.
We wanted to use the ESPN projections, but Paul noticed that it costs money to see those, so then he immediately switched to the Ringer.
Well, you had to make an account or something.
Yeah, so DeAndre... So
we're going to go through their top 10... And we're going to talk about them kind of one by one in the order that they have predicted.
This is an our prediction of where people are going to go.
So with the number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft.
Great name.
The Phoenix Suns are projected, according to the Ringer, to select DeAndre Ayton.
No, but also he's projected that as well.
Yeah, but...
It'd be embarrassing if he doesn't go there. How good does he look in that photo? Like, the guy is a specimen. He's like an undisabled... that was an offensive thing to say. He's like an uninjured Joel Embiid. Like, Joel Embiid, like, run, even when he's healthy, he looks injured. Like, he kind of is a bit pigeon-toed or something. DeAndre Ayton, for me, reminds me of Joel Embiid. I don't know if that's realistic at all, but...
No, I think physically there's a lot of similarities.
But doesn't look, he looks in good, he looks like a LeBron James style, like he got
yeah,
good mechanics.
He does, yeah, he does really have good mechanics.
Hey, so, good mechanics was my analysis, you get your own.
No, mechanism. No, but here's the thing, I'm
basing this mainly on the photo, for some photos of him that I've seen.
My,
on social media.
My...
Paul keeps on covering his notes. I'm not going to look at your shitty notes, mate.
My notes are really good. I've put each draft person through in numbers, and I've given them a 5-star rating in terms of name, look, and interview.
Okay.
And then I've written a brief thing, which is irrelevant. Okay. But then I've also coloured the font in Risk, I think.
Oh. He's got a red.
No, yeah, well, this is why I'm saying don't look. You're spoiling it.
But when were we going to announce?
So DeAndre Ayton, I said name. That's a 4-star name for me. I almost should have gone higher than that because I think it's a
5-star name. Yeah.
I think it's a really good big man name, DeAndre Ayton.
Also, it helps to be like original. It's kind of bad luck if there's already like
that's,
if your last name's Wade. Chances are there's not going to be another famous Wade.
I think that's why I dropped him to a 4 was just because of DeAndre Jordan. It's very similar, DeAndre Ayton, DeAndre Jordan. And
how similar is Andre Drummond, yeah. DeAndre Jordan,
yeah,
DeAndre Ayton,
yeah, that's why
Gary Payton.
I think that's why it was last night, but I think that's why I dropped him to a 4. But look, I gave him 2 stars.
He's gonna have a 5-star look.
No, hear this. Physically, he's great. His face dropped him.
This is highly offensive.
Yeah. But he's not going to hear this. I don't trust his face in terms of being an NBA star.
Imagine how bored he is right now, sitting in like a New York hotel room, just waiting another couple of days. When
just
is the
listening
draft?
To this podcast and
is
hearing
the draft
that,
Friday?
Yeah, Friday New Zealand time, I think, 11 o'clock.
So
maybe?
It's like Thursday night.
Yeah. Interview, I gave him 3 stars.
What do you mean by interview?
Just I watched interviews and it was like how he kind of came across in terms of being a star via talking.
Yeah.
And answering questions. And here's what I did make him red. And a few weeks ago, or like a month ago or whatever, I was so high on him.
Mm.
But I don't know what it is. Something's changed. And here's the thing. I think he could be really good, but I think he's not going to live up to kind of the hype that he's been built up as. And I'm going to say...
Number one picks a heavy burden to bear.
Yeah. I'm going to say he's never as good as Joel Embiid.
Well, Joel Embiid's pretty good.
But yeah, and I still think he could be good. I wrote, could be a less angry Boogie Cousins.
Hmm. That's positive.
But I did make him red.
Yeah, because you think he's going to be a bust.
No, not a bust, but just not.
Well, red sounds bust to me.
Nah.
Can you get worse than a red?
Nah, there's only 3 colours.
What are the other colours?
Red, yellow, or green. It's a traffic light.
Ah, and so green's good.
Yeah.
And yellow's maybe.
Yellow's red. Kind of, yeah, unsure.
Unsure, okay. It's fence sitter. Well, I didn't have a colour system, but I checked his social media. Social media turned out to be a bad analysis. Pretty much all these players have very clean social media.
That was why I pulled out after about 3. I got rid of social media as one of the
I went way deeper than that, but yeah, none of them very good. DeAndre Ayton, slightly more interesting. He just tweets stuff like, I love Fortnite.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad thing, because the number of kids... I haven't even played Fortnite, but the number of kids that play it make me think it's for people who are not, like, real smart.
So that's the thing. That's why he's a 3-star interview, and I think that's why I didn't like his face, is that he does let off kind of sometimes, like, maybe a dumb vibe. Not that that really matters in sports, but... I did read an article the other day which made me change that slightly, because it talked about how he did these characters and he did like, they were actually maybe slightly racist, but he has like
What are you talking about? What do you mean characters? Like impersonations?
He has alter egos.
Oh God, this is JaVale McGee style.
And one's called Josh and he's like a white guy, and so he'll do Josh, a white guy, and he might do like a Hispanic dude. But
But here's the thing. Is comedy like to make people laugh? Why?
Yeah. Like just when they're traveling on a plane to a game or something, he might just
and
become
like,
Josh.
That's a pretty weird thing to do, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's red, mate, on my list.
That's why he's a warning sign. So loves Fortnite. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. We should try Fortnite one of these days.
I really want to try it. Yeah, it looks fun.
nah, I'm going to knock it before I try it. He does hashtag bully season.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but that seems real lame.
I think it's just that he's big and he's going to bully all the...
But he's not, though. He's going to get, like, at least in your rookie year and probably your sophomore year, you're going to get bullied.
Yeah, he was mainly using it in college basketball, in which case he was doing a lot of bullying.
Yeah, okay.
He was putting up pretty big numbers.
And real red flag, he's signed with Puma.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you're looking at my notes now, mate.
Yeah, sorry.
I wrote down signed with Puma. That was one of the three notes I had. I had Fortnite, I had bully season, and I had Puma. No, you've ruined it now.
I'm excited to hear what horning social media is.
What?
What is horning social media?
Oh, Marvin Bagley III. Are we moving on to him?
No, not yet.
What?
Because I wanted to say one more thing about DeAndre Ayton, and I've forgotten it. Oh, just, should we say, do we think they're going number one?
Yeah, he definitely is.
I think he is as well.
Like, no, I think he is. From, you said he is.
Yeah, no, but...
be a scandal if he wasn't.
But also he's Phoenix, right? He's from Phoenix. He's Arizona.
Doncic has fallen. It's falling. It's like stock is dropping.
Yeah.
Because I the people I listen to and watch and read and stuff have often said he's number one, you know? So it's like, Doncic, sorry. So it's quite interesting to see that Ayton has just jumped to the top like that. It does look, if you look at Phoenix, like they've got Devin Booker. You want to, you know, a Shaq. You know, a Shaq Penny, a Shaq Kobe style setup. And he's also tweeted that that's what he wants to do. So it makes sense to go guard with a forward. But also pick the best player. So I hope he works out. I think maybe bust potential. But, you know, if you look at his athleticism, surely at worst he's going to be like an Andre Drummond type, right? Like, I guess Andre Drummond's more of a defensive specialist. But yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Projected number two. I think this is probably wrong, but we're going off what the Ringer is saying.
Yeah.
They're saying Marvin Bagley third. I was like, surely Luka Doncic is going
to Kings,
to be with his European brethren, where like the whole staff is like Peja Stojkovic and Vlade Divac.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm with you. I feel like surely they've got to go Doncic too.
We can't argue with this though. The Ringer says Marvin Bagley third. So that's... I wrote horning social media. I just wrote what's supposed to write boring social media. There's another person who's...
You also put median and not media.
Horning social median. His Twitter's boring. His Instagram's boring. Mm. The only thing interesting is he wrote wake up people 100 hashtag dream
with a J.
I don't know what really know what that means. But and he posted a Kendrick Lamar inspirational video where Kendrick Lamar says the deep meaningful thing that all we need to do as humans is love. It was a lovely sentiment. But hashtag dream is awkward because I clicked on the hashtag and it's just Marvin Bagley like photos and videos combined with a drink called Dream, which is just like a premix alcoholic, you know, pina colada in a can company, which is competing for that hashtag because it's called Dream as well.
Mm. Or are they the same dream? Is that his preferred drink?
Maybe. This is embarrassing to say that those are my two notes. I'm out on Marvin Bagley III.
I mean, I'm going to keep it short as well. Name? I gave him 3 stars. Marvin Bagley. I like that. I like any time there's a number, even though once they become players, it doesn't really get mentioned.
There's too many juniors and thirds now, I think.
Yeah, I like it though.
Funny name to hang on to, though. Like, my name's Marvin Bagley, and we've got to pass this on.
That's the thing. I gave him 3 stars because it's like, it is like quite a bold offer. I wouldn't say it's that cool, like Bagley or Marvin. It's like traditionally like a nerd's name. Hey, Marvin.
Now they own it though. It's amazing how Dwayne Wade pulled off Dwayne.
Yeah. Also, name 3 stars, look 3 stars. I think like in terms of his face and stuff, he doesn't really look like a star, but then at least he's given some kind of wacky hair and he's given himself kind of a weird chin strap to kind of give himself a bit of point of difference.
Yeah.
So I gave him just a middle 3 stars. Interview 2 stars. I think I only watched one, but he seemed kind of a bit quieter and a bit more reserved.
He would surely is even more bust potential than...
I think he has the highest bust potential.
Why?
I put highest bust potential out of the top 5. I couldn't really tell you. I'm mainly going off vibe. But I wrote, underwhelms, never lives up to his draft position, highest bust potential out of the top five. I wrote it last night, and I honestly don't really know why. I think
that's the kind of analysis I like to have on the podcast.
Also, sometimes, I have a theory.
High bust potential, but I don't know why.
I didn't write, I don't know why.
I say high bust potential, and I know why, because people compare him to Amari Stoudemire. I don't know. Amari Stoudemire was a beast back in the day, I guess.
Also, I do sometimes feel like Duke and Kentucky, don't get me wrong, they do produce a lot of top picks.
Yeah.
But they can also, there can be players on there who kind of get inflated, like, you know, like a Jahlil Duke and Kentucky,
definitely.
Or like a Nerlens Noel.
All their players.
No, not always, because last year, like, Jason Tatum's turned out, Kyrie Irving's turned out. So it's not always, but I
Kyrie
think
Kyrie Irving was like a Duke player for like 13 games.
Yeah.
No, I just think of like John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
And I guess these guys are good if they're in better situations. And that is the hard thing about all these guys. It's like, imagine going to the Phoenix Suns or the Sacramento Kings. It's like, how can you be good there? And this is why NBA needs relegation, because like the Kings have arguably ruined quite a lot of good talents who have just gone there to die. Mm. I mean, Tyreke Evans is just now recovering from his stint there. Isaiah Thomas had to go to three teams before he got off the ground. Like, just think about all the good high picks that the Kings have had and squandered. Your boy's the Magic at the same time too. Like, players go there and just die. And it's like the Phoenix Suns, it's actually like, you already feel like Devin Booker still looks like he's 13 years old. He may never develop. Like, in the rookie season, people are like, this guy's going to be huge. And now it's like, he could just Phoenix it up for years until he gets out of it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, coach is so important, I think. And, like, the Suns, have they hired someone yet or what?
Didn't they fire their coach 3 games in? Is that what happened?
And then that's, I think they had an interim comedy coach, but, like,
I love 3 games into an 82-game season. You're like, this is like, they got hammered, right?
I think it was more than three, but it was
less it was
than
three two. Games in. It was like an NBA record, yeah.
Okay.
I actually just saw it the other day. I can't remember what his name was. And it was
his
just reminisce for 2 seconds on me. Who's that guy who got traded to the Bucks? And he just tweeted,
oh, Eric Bledsoe. Yeah.
Eric Bledsoe who tweeted, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what are you saying? And he was like, oh, I was talking about a barbershop. I was there too long.
Mm. Interesting. Legendary, I think it's come out tweet. That Giannis supposedly, it was already rumored that him and Jabari, like, he didn't want to play with Jabari Parker, but now it's supposedly Jabari and Eric Bledsoe. And Eric Bledsoe to me always does seem like, even if he's not a cancer in the locker room, on the court, I feel like the way he plays is just kind of cancerous.
Rumors today is that they're trying to trade him because Giannis doesn't like him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I wasn't listening. All right, because I'm so excited, and this is bad, because it's like the one white guy, projected number 3, Luka Doncic. I know nothing about Luka. If I was going
to
say,
you saw him play in person.
Oh, yeah, I saw him live.
You traveled to Spain to scout him.
But my main note was that, the dancers in Spain were ridiculously erotic. It was like watching strippers. It was bizarre. But anyway, Luka Doncic, I've been calling him a bust all year, but I've gotten on the train now. And it's like, it is amazing what he's done in Europe, and it'll be nice to see. And there's a lot of European stars who come over and fail, so there's red flags all over this guy. But not many have been as consistently a high performer at such a young age as he is. Like, Ricky Rubio wasn't like this.
Yeah.
Mario Hezonja wasn't like this. Darko Milicic wasn't like this. Even the good ones weren't like this. Like, it'll be interesting to see if his European EuroLeague pedigree will translate to the NBA, and I hope it does.
Yeah.
I wrote down a good quote for him. He said just the other day, I can see, he hopes to go in the top 5, and he said, so I can see who made a mistake not drafting me. After my rookie season, I will see who made a mistake. And I quite like that broken English trash talking. Where he's like going to scan to, I mean, I guess a lot of rookies say that, but just the way he phrased it, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I like his confidence.
Yeah. So I've actually made him yellow, and he's the hardest one to read. Because
he's not even in America.
Yeah, you just can't tell it all.
A real thorn maker type.
You think surely the EuroLeague MVP, and he's so young, right? He's still 19, right?
Yeah.
you think surely he's going to be great.
It is quite... I mean, people talk up the EuroLeague, but I think it is a big step down from the NBA. Yeah.
But also, it's so different, right?
It's incredibly different. It's like almost not the same sport.
Yeah.
But I'd also say that college to NBA is so different as well. It's so hard. Like, as you're saying about your boy Ben Simmons, it's like in college... He showed flourishes, but like, you know, didn't even make it to the tournament.
Yeah.
And then in the NBA, it's like, it looks like he could lead a team to the finals.
Basically, Doncic, I gave relatively solid rate. I actually gave only three. Look, 4 stars. I think he's got quite a good, like, European look. Have you ever seen that EuroLeague ad? It was like maybe last year.
I haven't seen a EuroLeague ad.
No, but it was like kind of viral. And it was like they were doing the song.
Was it viral because it was so bad?
Kinda. It's kind of like great, but it's terrible. And it's like all the best players all have solo lines. And I'm trying to think, the chorus is so funny. It's like this woman singing and it's like a song about basketball written by someone who does not know basketball but has like kind of Googled basketball terms. It's like dribble, dribble, score the ball or something. It's like the worst hook you've ever heard. And but Luka Doncic does a line and he's sitting on a beanbag like next to a pool and he's like and then he drops sunglasses down from his forehead onto his nose. And when I saw that I was like, this guy is a star. But
do you know what that reminds me of? And what they need to bring back is like novelty team photos.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm pretty sure all teams do now is like your standard, like in front of the wall at a training facility, yeah, in front of your banners, sit down. And if you even do that, and those are quite cool. Like, I love looking at like the 97 Chicago Bulls ones of that and stuff like that. But like back in the 80s, I think it was probably the Los Angeles Lakers who kicked it off.
Yeah.
Where they'd all be wearing the uniforms and Ray-Bans on the... On a yacht.
Yeah.
Often the boat wasn't even taken out of the harbour. Like, it was still docked. Like, they didn't even paid to charter it out onto the sea. Because everyone knows about boat hire is that there's one cost for the boat and it's extra cost per hour you are at sea. Yeah. So if you just don't go to sea, genius.
I agree 100%. And I think the Warriors should maybe kick it off because I feel like their team is built for that.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about it myself relatively recently. I was rewatching that Slam magazine did a video of Klay Thompson doing overrated, underrated. And it's a good watch, but in it, he's like hanging out by a pool wearing, like Ray-Bans and like him putting and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like got a real old school, like kind of Lakers vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, boy, they got to bring back those.
More teams should do it. But
the
Nelson
Giants.
You should do it,
used to do it, right?
They charter like a tiny little ferry.
Yeah.
Tiny ferry, like a boat that couldn't even fit a basketball team. Like, they were over the weight limit for the boat.
They were, like, hanging off the sides and stuff.
Yeah, and I just...
There's guys on the roof and stuff.
They had quite a good job.
Doncic, I wrote, looks 4 stars. Yeah, his delivery in the ad is so good as well. He's like, my name is Luca. I play basketball. He's like, real calm.
Mm.
And he's like, they say I'm too young, but I'm coming for the crown. Or something like that. But it's real good. Check it out. Interview, I put 4 stars, even though there's like not even that much of him speaking English. I think he let off a good vibe in his interviews. And I just wrote, I have no clue. I originally said he really underwhelms me, but now I've swung back. I think he'll be good, but sometimes struggle with athleticism of NBA players. I don't know.
I feel like you're just lining up for like, you're just trying to make your predictions right. So like we can look, no one's going to look back on this podcast. So no one's going to judge us.
I'm going to.
Or what we say. You're going to go back and judge yourself for personal growth.
Yeah.
His height thing is weird. Remember we talked about that? Like multiple websites, like the EuroLeague website and like draft websites list him as 6'6", 1.98 m, 1.99 m. But then he just jumped up on Draft Express, and now all of a sudden he's 2.03 meters, which is 5 centimeters taller, 6'8".
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of dodgy. And people are like, oh, in Europe they don't wear shoes when they measure them or whatever. And hey, he's so young that possibly he grew. But for me, I'm like, he may not be as big or as athletic as, especially for a white, a white guy and big for a white guard, I guess. But like,
I think athleticism is his
weakness.
Question mark. Hmm. Like, and like he might struggle against like a really quick kind of defender and stuff. But the thing I do forget is that there's so much more space, I think, on an NBA court.
Yeah.
Like when they're playing against the D's in the EuroLeague, it's like almost like our social league where everyone just packs in and like there's like so little room, it seems. And Euro and NBA, there's so much like pick and roll, and I think Luka will be really good in a pick and roll. So that's why I kind of swung back. But should we move on?
Number four, Michael Porter Jr.
And he's been one who's been jumping around.
I thought he was sliding, eh?
No, yeah, he was originally down, supposedly going at like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And this, we've got him on this one. Well, we don't. The Ringer have him back up to 4. So I think he dropped what and is, now he's climbing.
What is Memphis doing, eh? Are they trading this pick? Like,
no, I think they're... So I think they clearly tanked last year.
They tanked now, harder than they own tanked.
Yeah, but someone was like, why aren't they getting rid of a... Why aren't they trading Gasol and Conley and stuff?
Yeah.
But I don't think they're ready to rebuild. And I think they're trying to...
That's what I'm saying. You got to trade this pick.
Yeah. No. I think they want someone who can come in and contribute and...
The Tayshaun Prince type.
Yeah, kind of.
They're just missing that one 19-year-old to take them over the top.
No, well, no, like you watch, like, guys can do it. Jalen Rose and Jason Tatum and stuff.
Jalen Brown. Yeah, but I think that team is maybe a bit better organized and a bit more of a system than
Memphis. You never know. Conley and it just depends. I don't know who.
I'm going to say it right now is Memphis is the most depressing team for next year. And I hope Michael Porter Jr. doesn't have to go there. Weird thing about him.
I disagree. I actually think Memphis could have a massive turnaround and be back in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, what you did there was you said a very dramatic thing, a massive turnaround, and then made a very low prediction back in the... So just get the 8 seed. No, I guess the Western playoffs is quite hard to make.
To go from...
No, this year they tanked, though. This year's not... You can't compare it to this.
But that's all I'm saying.
But a massive turnaround for me is like going to being like top 5 in the West or something like that, becoming a good team. Not just scraping into the playoffs. Although making the playoffs in the West would be hard.
Yeah.
I would not say that they probably won't make the playoffs, but it's not that crazy.
I say they swing it. Assuming Conley and Gasol are healthy, they make the playoffs.
Now, a lot of these draft players on social media have... that's great. You're going out on a limb there. Have bad like endorsement deals.
Mm.
I know it's like Trae Young is like a spokesperson for Panini trading cards.
Yeah.
But Michael Porter Jr., seems already like he's got 500,000 Instagram followers, which is pretty good. He's already doing like the cheeky like Gatorade bottle snaps and stuff like that, where just caption it striving for greatness, and he's just holding Gatorade bottle for no reason.
Yeah,
but he's officially rolling with @autotrader.com for all my car needs. Plenty to choose from. Making sure you check out their Instagram stories today. Who's checking out the autotrader.com Instagram stories? I'll be talking gearing up for the NBA draft, prepping for future, and talking favorite rides and dream car. Like, it's so sad that like 19-year-olds are already signing these grim as shit social media sponsorship deals. Like, I don't know.
If you're 19 and someone's like, you want this flash car for doing a post, you'd probably be like, yeah, bol.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. Just, it's kind of a bit grim. Yeah. The other thing about him from my social media is that he retweeted an endorsement from Isaiah Thomas, the short one who plays for the Lakers now, former of the Celtics. He said, Michael Porter Jr. is the best player in the draft. No question about it. Pass on him if you want to. Which seems contradictory. It's like, if he's the best player in the draft, don't pass on him. That's crazy. But I feel like Isaiah Thomas is more of a negative endorsement.
That? Did you copy and paste that?
Yeah, copy and pasted it.
Because he said, pass on him if you want to, but two with... Two O's.
Yeah, he spelled two wrong. Yeah, I'm not retyping out Isaiah Thomas tweets.
Yeah, good point.
But that's a bad
Michael Porter Jr. Okay, I wasn't until last night. I wasn't even really looking into him, really at all. But here's what I wrote late last night: name 5 stars.
Michael 5 stars.
Porter Jr.
Do you just think it sounds good though? Because it sounds the same as Michael Carter Jr.
Oh. Nah. For me, it was actually more like, I was like, shades of Michael Jordan, Michael Porter.
Yeah, like, but that's not good.
I think that's just a good, it's got to start, like Michael Porter. And can you not see guys with Porter on the back of their...
Yeah, okay.
I guess I love Otto Porter Jr.
This is great analysis. That's crazy. There's two Porter Juniors. This is great analysis, by the way. I honestly back our analysis.
Name.
With anyone.
Name. In the world. Five stars. Look, five stars. You once said, I think, that he doesn't look like an NBA star. He looks like a model.
He does. Absolutely. Or an actor. He looks real good.
Yeah. He's got like Hollywood good looks. Interview, five stars. I think he gives good interviews where he's like so confident and charismatic. So here's what I wrote last night. I think he's a star. The only question mark is his injury. He has Steph Curry kind of Christian confidence. And he's clearly like quite religious.
Oh, they're all religious. Everyone but Doncic, who probably could be because he's from...
Yeah. No, but he has like that...
Slovenia. Is Doncic from Slovenia?
He has that next level like of like... That look in your eyes where you're like, Curry kind of has it, where you're like, I can, you know how Curry will write on his shoes, it says, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Like Porter has that, like, that confidence.
It pisses me off. I notice all of the top four, except for Doncic, and most, all the social media accounts I looked at would all quote a verse in the Bible or say some stuff like that, I can do all things. It makes sense for an athlete to believe that. Because they've been born with an incredible gift. And obviously their work ethic and their drive, a whole lot of things contribute to that. But for an average person, I really feel like that's often like weirdly false hope. Don't you think? It's like, wait till these people get out into the real world and then let's see how they go in like the world of like, you know, whatever they do next, insurance sales, and see if they can really do all things or if it's actually quite hard. I don't know.
Bleak. Very bleak. Confidence, he has charisma for days. I think his like pull-up jumper is cash money. And the thing is, I watched like quite a few videos, and sometimes in the videos he looks slow, but he's like, the thing is, he's crazy athletic, so like I assume that he has pace. But
it's weird when you can jump high but can't run fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he is fast, but I think just the way he plays like he's got very good footwork and he plays like quite in control, and his like fadeaway, turnaround, fadeaway jump up is money. So I've got Porter Jr. green.
And you're like, he hasn't missed one shot in the highlight video that I watched.
No, but I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good. He's my first
I'm
green.
I'm skeptical as what you're basing this on. Oh, so you're going to...
Yeah, well, I've already told you what I'm basing it on.
Doesn't he have a... no, but the weird thing about you is you do like quite novelty rating system. You're like basing it on face and name. But then your analysis will be like quite like legit, like not comedy at all. It'll be like, this is legit now. That's what I'm saying. You're making him a green. He didn't even last this season. He's falling in the draft because he's an injury concern, right?
Yeah, well, that's why I said he's the only thing is the injury. But I've got him green, mate.
We've got to speed this up a bit.
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Name, amazing. You think?
Yeah, five star name. I've got five stars.
Looks?
Four stars.
Why?
Solid look, but like not, it's not five star look. His dad, really good look.
His dad is a coach. Speaking of meaningless, stupid
and
quotes.
And ex-NBA player and NBA champion.
Yeah, that's a good point. His dad's Twitter, he's got like 800 followers on Twitter, and he his bio is, "The journey is success." Don't know what that means. I just love these. I love these athletes' stupid quotes. You can do anything. Have you seen that? Who are the guys who took over Chappelle's show? Key and Peele sketch where it starts like KG.
Take over the Chappelle show.
Oh, a little bit. Well, Chappelle says they stole his show. What happened to Chappelle left, and then 3 years later they filled the spot with the exact same show.
3 years, and I reckon they're quite different.
No, they are good, and I rate them as well.
Key and Peele is so good.
I rate them. They're no Chappelle, though.
I think Key and Peele are pretty good.
They're no Chappelle, though.
I love Key and Peele.
But not as much Chappelle.
But I love Chappelle. But I've never put them competing.
No, but he was just annoyed because they like literally...
Because they're black and do sketches.
No, because they made the show the exact same format.
Right.
Like, he kind of pioneered quite an interesting format, I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he made up the idea of coming out and talking in between the sketches in stand-up, and that's exactly what they do as well. That Key and Peele sketch is dope though. That one where they have the guy in the changing room and he's like, "You can do anything," and he's like, okay, great. He's hyped up right now. He's like, you can do absolutely it. You can fly if you want to. Kids. He's like, he's not being literal, kids. You kids, get up on your roof right now. You can fly. That's what these like rookies remind me of. You can do it. God will help you fly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The
journey is
Jaren Jackson, interview 5 stars. Okay, here's what I wrote. This is my guy. Okay, he might not 100% be like the franchise centerpiece, but I have no doubt he is going to be a great NBA player. He can shoot and very good at blocking shots, aka the perfect modern center, in my humble opinion. Jaren Jackson Jr., I think, he's very green.
Mm.
I love the guy. If he fouls with the Magic at 6, I would be very happy.
Okay.
But I don't think he will.
The Magic are looking promising, eh? Like, who's their fit? Because so the Magic are at 6.
Yeah. Here's the thing. My favorite guys are all kind of projected to be around that mark, so I'm happy.
Wouldn't you want Doncic, though, if you could get him?
Yeah, I'd be keen.
But, like your favorite guy is, like... So, but you want to stay away from Ayton and Bagley because you're not sure if they're going to turn out great.
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of hope.
I honestly think this is guessing. It's as good as, I mean, I know we're literally guessing, but like it's as good as project. Like it's like the media like projecting where LeBron James is going. Like only he knows and he doesn't even know yet.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Another thing that Jaren Jackson tweeted was, all things are possible to him who believes.
Yeah.
Doesn't even make sense.
He seems very smart and stuff in his interviews and charismatic.
Well, real dumb in his Twitters.
Yeah, and great at blocking shots. And his shot's kind of weird looking, but I think it's good. I think he's the best shooting big man. Well, and all these big men, like most of them can shoot.
Yeah, it's the future. Cool.
It's the future.
Interesting to have a big man draft as well. Like the trend has gone so far away.
Also, Jaren Jackson, I mean, he doesn't remind me of Draymond at all in terms of personality. But yeah, he went to Michigan State as well.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. What were you going to say?
Oh, I thought you said skill.
I said school.
I thought you said skill.
Okay, and were you going to say school, skill?
No, I was going to say school, but then I agreed with your thing.
Skill.
Of like, I can see him, like, I think he's good as being like a modern center in terms of, he's very coordinated, I think, and fluid, and he can shoot, which Draymond kind of lost, but... You know, for a while, Draymond was like, could kind of shoot.
Well, speaking of versatile centers, number 6, projected to go to Paul's. Orlando Magic.
Wait, it's that time, right about that time, for the stars to roll on out.
Or to get a star.
No, I'm just because we can fit in the sting here. Play the sting.
Sit down.
I used to be jealous of Mary to follow.
With the 6th pick in the 2018 draft, the Ringer has the Orlando Magic selecting
Mohamed Bamba.
I got girls calling. A young fella's phone.
Cause I've been up for too long. And I've been keeping it too real.
Dope.
I know nothing about Mo Bamba.
Like my homie Mo Bamba. Mo Bamba.
I know nothing about him. I literally have no notes.
I'm high on him.
I heard he was smart.
Name 5 stars for center Mo Bamba.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Good
stars.
Name.
Yeah.
Look, 4 stars. Physically, he's a specimen. He has he's not technically not in the NBA yet, but he already has the widest wingspan in the NBA.
Stop talking about wingspan.
No, but wider than Rudy Gobert. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
It's like 7'10" or something.
I think
he's got a 7'10"
wingspan. In the 90s, I lived through the 90s. It was a crazy time.
Yeah, and like Manute Ball.
It was effed up. No, not Manute Ball, but like, you know, Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson. Mm. It was a golden era, Patrick Ewing. And there was an expression that was very popular in basketball called, you can't teach height. And for so long, the rule was, if you got the number one pick, you pick a center. It's the most valuable position on the court. You know, players like Shaq prove that, right? And then since then, that's been a little bit debunked. Power forwards became more popular, versatile swing guards, and now Steph Curry, like even ultra short players can like be like MVP winners, right? Yeah. And I think the new height, like, you know, people get led astray with your Darko Milicic's and stuff like that.
There's length.
Length is the new one where they're just picking players on length. And it has worked out great so far, don't get me wrong. And it seems like teams, like really successful teams like Boston and Houston, are just putting like wingspans into a nerd computer and coming out with a winning formula.
I feel like you're a little wrong. I think it's just one thing. Like, it's just one thing to look at.
Yeah.
I don't think
Giannis... It just annoys me that it's just become such a keyword.
No, all I'm saying is I'm just rating his look. So all I'm saying is he's a physical specimen.
What I'm saying is I've got length and I'm shit.
You don't have 7'10 length.
I got pretty good at wingspan. I got like 6'8, 6'9.
7'10.
Oh yeah, but I'm not also auditioning for the NBA.
Yeah, I know. But looks 4 stars.
Well, I'm struggling in Auckland B grade.
Mobamba's like face... I don't know, he lowered him a star. Anyway, interview...
Mate, if he hears this, he'll be devastated.
And no, it's just, I'm not saying it's like good looks or anything. I'm just saying it's like that star look, you know? But interview...
Give it that shine.
Interview... 5 stars. Mo Bamba, clever guy, well spoken.
I don't know what people say he's smart. Do you know why?
No, just like he's just well spoken, and you know, you can just get a vibe. I think
Man Mo's a common name, eh? It's the new Georgia. You notice like that every girl born in between the year 1990 and like 1993 is named as Georgia, like your age.
I kind of disagree. I like the name
15
Georgia.
People called Georgia.
In my year, it was always Sarah's. But yeah, there was quite a few Georgias.
A lot of Georgias, and a very popular name. The new Georgia...
Or Jessica.
Is Mo. Muhammad, so many like Muhammads. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes
not
sense.
Not enough...
It's got, like, religious connotations.
I mean, I don't know many, like, Hispanic people, but we need more Jesuses.
Or Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very high on Mo Bamba. Physically unbelievable. He's smart. And I think he's a way better shooter than people think. Because here's the thing, he's massive. But, you know, there's lots of guys in the NBA who are massive. But the thing is, do they move fluidly? Mm. And do they have coordination? Because as someone who's watched Bismack Biyombo a lot, it's like he's just lacking a little bit in terms of catching the ball
and
putting it in the hoop.
It may have been a regret paying $18 million to a defensive specialist who
had a couple of good games.
Who can't space the floor.
A little bit. But still, he built a school. So let's not go into
that. Oh, no, not
he
that
built,
again.
He built a school.
Not that again.
He built a school
okay.
in Africa.
So are you? Mo Bamba seems unlikely for the Magic now, right?
Well, yeah. In this, they've got him at 6. But I honestly, I think he'll go
He's
higher.
He's rising,
probably.
Right?
I think he's really good coordinated, and yeah, I'm very high on Bamba. If the Magic get him, I will be, again, very happy. Let's move on. Kevin Knox. Let's fly through these last
few. No notes. I don't give a shit.
Kevin Knox, name, 2 stars. I mean, there's the KK alliteration, but also maybe that has
good.
Racist connotations. I mean, he is black, but 2-star name. Looks 2-star, no disrespect, but his face is...
Got a bad face.
Okay, I wasn't going to say it. Interview...
No, that's literally what you were implying.
Interview, 3 stars. Cool fact about him is that he's from near... I think he's from kind of Tampa. Like, he's from near Orlando, and he said in his interview that playing for the Magic would be like a hometown team for him. Because as a little kid, he went to a few Magic games.
But... The quote, I don't think you read those quotes, because surely he did that interview with an Orlando Sentinel and you say
those
things.
No, he said it at the draft workout, but that's why...
So
mate,
when I do comedy...
He's red on my sheet. If you'd seen that, you'd know he's red.
When I do comedy tours,
wait,
I just say I'm excited.
What's that one?
It's a Photoshop photo of him in a...
Raptors uniform. Here's what I wrote. I think this guy could underwhelm. I don't think he'll ever be a star, but he could be a very solid role player. And I don't think I looked into him that much, but because I ruled him out as being like one of the stars of the draft, basically. Okay, number 8, Wendell Carter Jr. Name, 4 stars. Look, 3 stars. Interview, 3 stars. I put him as yellow because I'm really not sure. I think Wendell will probably never be like a superstar, but he could be a very handy big. He can shoot, which I like. I might even go as far as saying that I prefer him to his Duke teammate, Marvin Bagley III. But okay. I literally just wrote this just before the episode and only briefly looked into him.
Oh, is this thanks to recording?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. This looks very stationary there. Fingers crossed.
No, it's still going.
Nice.
But so you've got nothing on him, I assume?
No, I never even heard of the guy.
Wendell Carter Jr.
Who is this guy? Come on, man. Do something. I was
shocked.
Make a name for yourself out there, young bat. Anything is possible!
The thing that shocked
me. Not for this guy, obviously.
The thing that shocked me was that I'd seen photos of his face and I thought he was like a small, like a shooting guard. I didn't realize he was a big until 5 minutes before we recorded this. But, okay, number nine. This is a noteworthy one. Who is it, guy?
Grayson Allen.
No. Come on, mate.
Oh, Trae Young.
Trae Young. They've put Trae Young going to what team? Who knows? Who so Wendell Carter Jr. they had going to the Cleveland Cavs.
From about 9 to about 45, it's really interesting there. Because chances are two players out of these 35 will be like all-time greats. But who knows who they are?
Well, that's why I tune in for next week, because I'm going to tell you who. But number 9, Trae Young, thoughts guy.
Sounds like...
very polarizing.
He's got JJ Redick like all over him, right? Like college star who people are questioning whether they can make it to the NBA will likely become like a good bench three-point shooter.
Like eventually... do you think?
Yeah,
like,
he'll just work hard and just be solid.
Okay, I have put him green.
You're that confident in him?
Name, I like the name. 5 stars, Trey. He shoots threes, young, very solid, sporting.
It sounds
name.
Like a name that's already been...
Trey Young.
When I heard of Trey Young, I felt like there's already a player called Trey Young in the NBA. Yeah,
because he was destined to be an NBA star. Look, I put 5 stars. Now, he looks weird... but he has like a distinctive.
He's very ugly. NBA I'd say he's. Look. I'm gonna come out and say he's the ugliest player in the draft.
I disagree.
Who do you think's the ugliest in the draft?
Out of the top 10, I'd say DeAndre Ayton. Ooh. Oh no, I'd say Kevin Knox for sure.
Nah,
sorry, oh. This is mean.
Yeah, this well, no, nah, but you got to. Sometimes you got to make it's, your hot takes.
Yeah, there's only 10 players as well.
So people listen to the podcast. Yeah, you're the best of. You're the worst of 10. Like, yeah, you're not the worst in the world.
And you're gonna make millions of dollars and like have an incredible life.
Who's the ugliest player in the NBA?
Oh, well. Costa Kufos.
Surely he's not still in the NBA. Also, you said that way too fast. Like you knew. All right.
Surely there's more real.
Number 10 pick, LiAngelo Ball.
No, I haven't finished on Trae Young. Oh. Interview 4 stars. Okay, I think he's a star. I think the situation, obviously all these guys, the situation they land in will like affect their career a lot. But I hope wherever he lands up, they just give him the permanent green light and give him the keys. And I think Trae Young can be a superstar. And people say Steph Curry or Jimmy Fredette. I'm saying he goes... more Steph Curry route, and I would be happy if the Magic took him at 6. I would be really happy.
You're hoping for it.
Well, there's a couple of guys I'd be really happy for, but he's one of. I feel like him, Bamba, and Jaren Jackson, and maybe Porter Jr. are my favorites. Okay, continue.
It's quite exciting. I wish the best for the Magic. Number 10, LiAngelo Ball.
No.
Okay.
Number 10, Mikal Bridges. Name. 4 stars. Mikal Bridges. I kind of like it. Mikal. Look, 5 stars. I've given 5 stars look. Interview, 5 stars. I just wrote this right before we started recording.
You're giving out these 5 stars like candy, mate.
I'm high on Mikal. I see shades of Kawhi Leonard, mainly maybe because he looks a little bit like him. I think his interview was really good. He seems relaxed. I haven't watched a lot of tape, but in the interview he seemed like very confident, relaxed, smart. And he played for Villanova. They went on and won, which is like, I don't know, he's a winner.
Mm.
But, and I think he's like kind of defensively good. I think Mikal Bridges is good. And I've actually wrote him as my prediction for Rookie of the Year, but I don't know if that's...
depends what team he ends up on,
yeah.
Right?
I think Rookie of the Year is really hard to say at this point. Because again,
Ayton on the Suns.
I think we should almost predict that after the draft when that we know what teams everyone's playing for.
Paul's like, we should do who's going to win Rookie of the Year. And I'm like, I can't even imagine these guys playing basketball. I haven't watched one video of any of them. I've just looked at their social media accounts. And I guess I saw Doncic live. So right now I'd say Ayton, the number one pick. Because just because when you go to Phoenix, like someone's got to get 20 rebounds.
Here's interesting. Assuming
That's not true. I regret saying that out loud.
Assuming that this year, I think we can assume that Markelle Fultz is not going to win Rookie of the Year. So if that's true, then in the last 10 years, 5 Rookie of the Years have been the number one pick.
Often it's quite hard to pick Rookie of the Year, so I feel like they just give the number one. Just they want to keep the brand going on the number one pick, so they build them up a bit, give them Rookie of the Year. That's quite a weird thing to say. I can't believe you agreed with that. Maybe just zoning out. We're almost there.
Yeah,
number 11.
I wasn't listening.
LiAngelo Ball. I just found this out today. I didn't know this, but on March 27th, the day he declared for the draft, he scored 72 points in whatever weird European country, Lithuania, against a Chinese youth team. 72 points. Now, if I was going to make up like a fake stat to drop to hype my draft stock, you want to make up a high number. I'd say like 35. Anything over 45 is like suspicious. A comedy number. Yeah. And the problem with 72 is that people are going to look into it. And the problem with 2018 is that cameras exist. The whole thing's available on Vimeo. And it's so... I cannot recommend looking at the footage enough.
Mm.
It's so funny. They're literally playing against children. His brother, who is a child himself, 16 years old, he had 32. And literally what this dude is doing, it's embarrassing, is he's like half-court pressing, going for easy steals, making them take threes and like risky passes, getting the steals, running the lanes. He had like 8 dunks, which I guess if you're scoring 72 points is like expected.
8 dunks?
Or on the right-hand side, all two-handers, like the most basic dunks.
Take him in the NBA,
in the fast break.
That's a lot of dunks.
Here's what I couldn't figure out though. It's in front of no people. What happened is their team was so bad they pulled out of like the Lithuania B League or whatever the hell they're playing in. They play in like a high school New Zealand style gym, pretty much. They pulled themselves out of the Lithuania B League and started entering themselves on what was known as the Big Baller Brand Invitational Tournaments, where the LeVar Ball would invite children along for his sons to play against so he could score huge totals to up his draft stake. And all I could think while watching the video was, why didn't they put LiAngelo Ball do this in America? Like, why not do this in, like, you know, Los Angeles, where, no shit, I mean, it wouldn't happen all the time, but I bet you they could get 10,000 people in New York. If they could tour around America and Canada and get thousands of people and charge admission and make thousands of dollars. Why are they doing this in Lithuania? And that's when I realized, because of a smokescreen. Like, clearly what they've decided is that the only way they're going to get this guy drafted is not by having him sit on the bench and score 4 points a game for UCLA. So take him to Europe, where a lot of European players get like misjudged because you can't tell about the standard they're playing against.
Mm.
And take him to Europe where no one will know what's going on, even though HD cameras even exist in Lithuania now. And just try and like create this weird smokescreen where he looks like a phenomenon. It hasn't quite worked, but it was a good try. Europe seems exotic and they couldn't quite pull it off. But I got to say, it's kind of an evil genius plan.
Someone's got to take him, I reckon.
Shout out. No one's going to pick him. There's no way he gets picked. LiAngelo Ball.
At least sign him for summer league, though, eh?
Oh, sign him for a good old laugh in summer league, absolutely. But I'd feel sorry for him if he got picked, because he clearly wouldn't be up to standard of like NBA players, and he'd get embarrassed, I think. Even though, in his defense, it's not... I couldn't score 72 points in a game. Like, you've got to be a cash money shooter as well, and he did... put in a lot of threes as well. Like, it does take... against anyone, it takes a level of skill.
I tell you what, I loved you ranting about that. If you want to see... if you enjoyed that as a listener, check out Gilbert Arenas talking about it on his YouTube TV show, because that's quite funny as well. I don't think Guy's seen that. But, he's definitely... similar vibe to Guy on the 72 points.
It's pretty amazing. It's worth watching.
He is also what we know, what we commonly call a hater, like Guy. I believe in LiAngelo. I say take him in the lottery and go all in.
Well, what if the Magic take him?
No, okay. Not that. But, all right. If you're the Sacramento Kings and you're the second pick, he's worth a flyer.
Thanks for listening to our draft preview. Next week will be some more weird picks from Paul at the end, but will be our awards special before the NBA awards show. That's such a crock of crap. And I know my takes are going to be hot, but Paul hates all the players who are good. So his takes, I don't even know who he's going to say for MVP, but I know it's going to be batshit insane.
No.
So tune into that. And thank you so much for listening. If you do like the podcast, want to ask a question or leave a review, do it on iTunes or give us a 5-star review, 4-star review, don't even bother wasting our time. If you've listened this far, you must have enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Guy Williams.
I've been Paul.
Peace.